Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Beis, based on the Sefer Ein Eav Rav Kook, page 21. This year should be a schus for Atar Chana b'Shoshana Miriam Chaim and Shalom is Bina Bracha v'Atzilacha b'Chol Maaseh Yidayim Bruchnisu v'Gashmius. Rav Chizda Rav Amnuna v'Yosfi v'Sudos Aisu v'Kamayu Tamri v'Rimoyne Shaka Rav Huna Bracha Tamri v'Reisha. So Rav Chizda and Rav Hamnuna were sitting at a meal together, and we brought dates and pomegranates. Rav Hamnuna took the date, and he made a bracha on the date before the bracha on the pomegranate. He made the bracha on the date instead of the pomegranate. What bracha do you make on dates? Borei Pre'etz. What bracha do you make on pomegranates? Borei Pre'etz. And Rav Hamnuna decided that the one that gets the bracha is the date, not the pomegranate. You don't subscribe to what Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yitzchak? Whatever's earlier in the Pasuk gets the bracha? Is muktam lebracha? So memela, if you look at the Pasuk, you'll see it says Eretz Chitu Sora. Te'ina gefen v'rimon, eitz shemen, zeitz shemen u'dvash. When it says dvash, it's talking about the dvash of tamarim. So that's the, it's talking about the honey of dates. So that's the very end. And chita sora, te'ina gefen v'rimon, rimon is earlier in the pasuk, pomegranate is earlier. And Zay Shemen Udvash. Pomegranate's number 5. And Zay Shemen only comes in at number 7. So why did you make the bracha on the date and not on the pomegranate? Pomegranate's 5 and date is 7. You go whatever's earlier in the pasuk. Amar Leiru Chamnuna answered, Zay Sheni La'aretz, Zay Chamishi La'aretz. No. You have to know, since we're from Nuna to Rav Chizda, that the when it talks about the date in the pasuk, it's second after Aretz, because it says Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash. So it's second after the second Aretz, it's only number 2. Whereas the Rimon is number 5 to the first Aretz. So really, the Tamar comes first, because it's only 2 after, not 5 after. Amar Leih Man Yoivlan Nagri De Parzulov En Hashmianach. Who is going to give me iron legs and I'll be meshamesh you and I'll follow you and I'll serve you? Rav Chizda really liked that answer. So what on earth is going on in this Gemara? And what's with the iron legs? And why is it important that it be close to Aretz? And HaGemara Kula Omer Tarsheni. So now we go into the parish of Harav Zitzal, Kishem. This is page 21 for those who have the book. Kishem Shabrachot Atzman Meirot Et Halavavot Liyidiyot Yisharot. Shehein avos l'maisim yisharu umidos tovos. Kach gam pirteyam l'hilchoseyam b'nuyim al pidrachim imufuloshim l'midos tovos v'yikaros. V'ikrei toira b'emunos v'deos. Just like the brachas, arouse, awaken a person to having proper attitudes, which is the source, which are the source of proper deeds and good character. So too, the details of the halachos of brachos are also supposed to bring a person to having good midos and proper hashkafas. Ubashir chibas eretz hakodesh yisoyde shel Torah. She may vias klal am Hashem v'klal ha'oilam kuloi v'hashlamosam. Al kein mechubarim hem in yonei ha-brachos behakdomosam v'bismichosam la'aretz shebetorah. L'holos ki kol ha-korov korov yoseh la'aretz. And since brachos are supposed to teach you the proper hashkafah, so what hashkafah are we learning here? That loving Eretz Yisrael is the foundation of Torah, and it brings the nation of Hashem and the world to their perfection. And therefore, brachos are connected to the land. The closer to the land, the earlier the bracha. And this teaches us the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, because it brings you the closer you are to Eretz Yisrael, the closer you are to Shlemus. So whatever's closer to Eretz in the Pasuk gets to be blessed on first. People love Eretz Yisrael for different reasons. Some people love Eretz Yisrael because of its special qualities, and is thirsty to come to the stones and the dust of Eretz Yisrael in order to be mekayim the mitzvah satluyas baretz. And because of the divine, higher, elevated purpose that Eretz Yisrael has for Kal Yisrael and for the ganze Welt in their spiritual level. Other people appreciate Eretz Yisrael and love Eretz Yisrael and make all efforts to settle in Eretz Yisrael and to live in Eretz Yisrael, because such a person appreciates the material qualities of Eretz Yisrael, and that it's a homeland, that it's a place for Jews to rest, to relax, to live. This is our home. And that's also something good and sublime. It's not as high as the first type of person. The first type of person we mentioned loves Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because of its spiritual qualities. Second person loves Eretz Yisrael because it's a beautiful country and it's a nice place for Jews to go. There's the law of return. Anybody Jewish can come. Arkein Ramos, Bapasuk, Kiruv, Abrachot, Leretz, Bishtei Marachot. And therefore, the Pasuk alludes to bringing the Brachos closer to Eretz Yisrael on two levels. Chamisha Minim, Neged Hashtokukut Leretz, Ofen Haliona, Meuleh. מחוונים נגד חמישה חומשי תורה, שהם יסוד ההשלמה הישראלית, וממנה נמשכת ההשלמה האנושית. The five mean the first five correspond to desiring Eretz Israel in the most elevated way. That's five correspond to the חמישה חומשי תורה. And that's where we get our shlemus from. That's the shlemus of the world, the חמישה חומשי תורה. Whatever's closer to the first Eretz gets the bracha first. You make a bracha on that item first, because it's closer to the first Eretz. The first Eretz represents, because these are five minim after the first Eretz. Eretz! Chita Soret Hena Gefen V'Rimon. So these five relate to the five Chumishichum Shei Torah, the spiritual qualities of Eretz Yisrael. V'achelek HaSheni, the Zei Shem Rudvash part. Neged amakirim ashlama tivis shel klal Yisrael baaretz v'ashlama samruchnis v'ativis koreh la'am chach gadol v'chacham v'ruach u'v'chomer. And the second two items mentioned after the second aretz correspond to those who appreciate the land of Israel, because it gives us our shleimus, our natural spiritual shleimus, and also our material shleimus. So I don't know why the two, but he says beruach uvechomer, so maybe it symbolizes ruchnius and gashmius. That Eretz Yisrael gives us both natural spiritual shleimus and also material. ולמדנו מכאן גם הגדול היא המילה של מי שמשתוק עגלי שעבר את הקודש ליישב ארץ הקודש אפילו שם תחס החומר של הכלל כי אצל הכלל יפך תמיד כל עניין גשמי לרוחני. So you see from here the value, because the pasuk has a second Eretz, and that second Eretz is also about gashmias, because when you're worried about, when you want there to be Eretz Yisrael, a material Eretz Yisrael for the kalal, that gashmius of Eretz Yisrael is turned into ruchnius, v'tachas el yonah bosavu ha'idei chibur am Hashem baretz Hashem. And that elevated tachlis is going to come when the nation of God connects to the land of God. So even when we connect on a material level, but ultimately that's going to lead us to kedusha al-kein. Even anyone who has closeness to Eretz Yisrael, even on the lower level, even on the level of the Gashmias, which Rav Kook said, it's Hashlamasim Aruchnis Hativis. It's not the higher spiritual Madrega of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, but it's some emotional spiritual level that Kal Yisrael achieves in Eretz Yisrael. We have Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh is a spiritual idea. And we have our fruits and our vegetables, and we can relax and sit under our fig trees and eat. So that's not a higher madrega as the first five, but the Gemara is teaching us something Maravik, that if it's closer, if the Aretz is closer to the second Aretz, if the food is closer to the second Aretz, you make a bracha on that item before the item of the first Aretz. Is that something else? Because the second Aretz also has chashivus. The second Aretz, which is talking about Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, is behechreach going to turn into something ruchni. So therefore, if somebody's connected to Eretz Yisrael, even on the lower level of the Jewish homeland, yesh lanu lechazko la'amso lakdimo lebracha, we should strengthen him and be makdim a bracha, mimisha misachek and misrachek, from somebody else, misachek or misrachek, who's going far away, distancing himself. So it could be that in a person's heart he's on a higher madrega. But if he's only five away from Eretz Yisrael the Ruchni, and the other fellow is two away from Eretz Yisrael, and he's two away from Eretz Yisrael the Gashmi, so we go with the Gashmi guy first? Because Lemaisi is closer to Eretz Yisrael. So you're right, deep in the first person's heart, in the more ruchni person's heart, the person's living in Flatbush, he's living in Lakewood, mamish, deep in his heart he's connected to Eretz Yisrael, because he learned the sugyas of Mitzvah Atliyas Baretz. And he knows the chashivas and the kedusha there. It's a surah, but lemaisa, on a more conscious level, he's not so connected to the land. He doesn't come, he doesn't visit. He'll face Eretz Yisrael, if that's where the Aron Kodesh is facing. And he knows deep in his heart that that's the place. But he doesn't feel so connected. Then you have the other guy. He's living in Teaneck. He's living in Lawrence. But mamish, on a very, very clear, conscious level, he loves Eretz Yisrael. You ask him why? He'll say, because that's the land of the Jews. That's the place for us to go. So, it might not be, not that people in Teaneck or Lawrence aren't Ruchni, just giving it as an example. Could be that the person in Teaneck and Lawrence is going to feel the Ruchni is more than the person in Lakewood. Anything could be. Just giving an example. Nobody has to take offense. You with me? Great. So, even though this person's kavana might be for the more material aspects of Eretz Yisrael, but the Maisi is more connected to Eretz Yisrael. And that's, therefore he's on a higher madrega than the person who's less connected to Eretz Yisrael, even though that lesser connection to Eretz Yisrael is a more ruchni connection. And the Rai is from Omri. Omri was an evil king, but he was Zocha, because he added one city to Eretz Yisrael. Even though his intention was definitely gashmiistic. But you see the milo of even, I'm not a big fan of politicians, but a secular Israeli politician, an army person, who captures land, who does something for the land, even though it's something purely material, physical, gashmiistic, chomriistic, nevertheless, it's a tremendous chus. We learn from here, Medar Festin, we have to strengthen the chomrius of the nation. We say Yavo Gamkin Chizikla Kochsa Ruchnius. We have stronger Gashmius. We have stronger Ruchnius. We all know if we're well slept and well fed, it's a better Ma'ariv. And if we're hungry and tired, it's better learning. It's a better Tosis. I know me. I want to get my teeth into a Tosis. Teeth. I got to feel good physically. If I'm not, so it's a Mochama. It's not so easy. But if you're feeling the kochos hagashmi, achomrim, then that strengthens your ruchni. As al kena malam zeh sheni laaretz. Even therefore, Rav Hamnuna said, this is the second Eretz Yisrael, even though it's on a lower level than the first five, but it's still closer to Eretz Yisrael. And he has more, it's a greater chibas haaretz. Even though, yeah, the nefesh is lower because it's talking about gashmis, but there's more chibas haaretz. And ultimately, that chizuk, that chozik ha-chomri, that material connection to Eretz Yisrael, that less spiritual, there is some element of spirituality. It's still a Jewish homeland. But that less spiritual aspect of Eretz Yisrael, connection to Eretz Yisrael, is ultimately, you know, chazek, the God, the chom ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he said, man, and therefore Rav Chizda was so misspoiled. He said, man yorv lo nagur defarza lo v'nashmianach. Who's going to give me legs of iron and I can serve you, I can go after you? Me ten lanu chozek gufni. Now it's maridik with these iron legs they're talking about. I want to have gashmi stick a kach. And then I can be makabel from you, Shlemus Haruchnis, to be machazek the material love of Eretz Yisrael, because this brings to an elevation of the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael. So not only me on an individual level, but also on a klaliyistic level, that if Klal Yisrael is mischazek in Gashmias, in Ruchnias, in Gashmias, then we're merely going to be mischazek and ruchni. See, I mixed up the two words because it's one leads to the other. The chizik and gashmias goes is after the chizik and ruchnias. If it leads to a chizik and ruchnias, and v'nashmianach, and we'll serve you and we'll follow you, v'neilech b'dargicha, and we'll go in your way, and we're not going to be olev v'chom and rebel against umas olam like it says in Ksubas Kufir Aleph. Ki maharbas kov v'tzma pnimit. We're not trying to come with guns and shoot down the bad guys. No, it comes with a pnimius to go. It comes with spirit. Lo b'chem lo b'choach, cries Zechariah. Kim beruchi Amar Hashem, chapter 4, verse 6. The Omar Shabachi Yerushalayim es Hashem, not with valor, not with spirit, not with army, not with spirit, not with koach, rather with my spirit, says Hashem. And the Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say every day, Shabachi Yerushalayim es Hashem, Ali Alayich Tzion, Ki Chizak Berichei Sha'arayich Perach Marach Bekir Be'achasam Gvulech Sholom Chelu Chiti Miasbiyech. Yerushalayim praises Hashem, praise the God of Zion, because He strengthened your gates, and He blessed your sons within them. He makes peace in your borders. And He satiates you with the fat of the wheat. In other words, we have chizuk, gashmi, and that brings, as we say in that very perek, magi dvorov liyakov, chukov, umishpotov liyisrael. And that brings to a chizuk in Torah. When we have the gashmi yistik chizuk of chelev chitim yasbiyeh, we have the fat flour, we have good food, we have what to eat and to drink, and we have homes in which to live. That ultimately brings to a chizuk of ruchnias in Eretz Yisrael. So this shtickel of Rav Kook, like each one was mamish, ashir kloli and agarata, pile pile plos. So now we understand what it means. And the two Eretzes in the pasuk, why it's important to be closer to the Eretz, because it's talking about two types of connections to the land. And Chibas Ha'aretz, the closer you are, the more Chibas Ha'aretz you have. And we understand now that even being connected, if you're connected on a more conscious level to Eretz Yisrael, so even if it's connection to the Gashmi is part of Eretz Yisrael, but that from a certain perspective anyway, is greater than being connected on a less connected to Eretz Yisrael on a spiritual level, because ultimately the Gashmi sticker connection is going to bring to Ruchnias. And therefore, if you're close to Eretz Yisrael, even if it's the second Eretz, nevertheless, that is more elevated than being further away from the first Eretz, which is the more pure Ruchniyistik Eretz Yisrael. And then if you, after that vort, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chiz said to Rav Hamnuna, I wish we would have iron legs, which means I wish I had Chozek Gufni, which brings me to a Chozek Ruchni, and then I'll be able to serve you and get close to you and close to Hashem, and that's what Eretz Yisrael is all about. chizuk hagashmi, which brings to chizuk haruchni, and we should all be zelcha tayri yidden always to appreciate the beauty and kedusha of Eretz Yisrael on both the material and spiritual levels. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.